and the wheels just keep turning.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We're hearing reports this morning that stocks are sharply higher amid these reports that General Motors Bondholder Committee has accepted an amended debt offer. Trading in GM shares has been halted. CNBC is reporting the bondholders would get 10% of the equity in the company, and that might still not spare the company from bankruptcy, however. It's the morning open. The market's coming up in just a moment, but some breaking news this morning. We're going to talk to Doug Foreman now, Director of Equities at Highmark Capital, joining us live this morning from San Francisco. Doug, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
We appreciate it. Of course, we have this report, even though bankruptcy is still possible, and we know that Wall Street's factored in this bankruptcy. How does this change the game?
Well, I think it would, on the margin, it could be incrementally positive news if GM doesn't have to file bankruptcy, because I believe that the market is fully anticipating that that is the route that the company is going to have to take. So the equity, you know, under that scenario, wouldn't be worth very much, and if they're able to work out something with the bondholders, then it's possible that the equity may have some value going forward.
Why do you think bondholders have changed their mind and taken this offer?
Well, I think from their point of view, they're probably looking at this as just a way to recover more of their capital. They're not faced with very good choices either way. And obviously, if they decide to accept this deal, then they're believing that they're going to be able to get more money out of this, recover more of their capital under this scenario.
We're hearing trading of GM shares has been halted this morning. Why does something like that happen in a case like this?
Well, you know, as I said before, investors, I believe, had been anticipating a bankruptcy filing probably early next week, perhaps Monday. And if that doesn't happen and they're able to restructure the company in some other way, then the existing equity or the stock that's out there today may actually be worth a little bit more than what it's currently trading at.
All right. Doug Foreman from Highmark Capital in San Francisco. Thanks. I appreciate it. Let's check Wall Street. S&P 500 shares up about 1%. As a matter of fact, across the board, NASDAQ up about 1%. The Dow up about 0.7% to 83.58 right now. European shares are lower. London, Frankfurt, Paris shares off by about 1%, and Asian markets were mixed today. We also got word today that durable good orders in April rose 1.9%, much higher than expected. And also we heard from the Labor Department, and jobless claims dropped more than expected to 623,000, but the number of people continuing to collect benefits rose to 6.78 million. That's a record and the highest since 1967. We've been hearing about automakers either filing or on the verge of filing for bankruptcy. We hear this morning that an auto parts maker has entered Chapter 11 protection. Visteon makes climate control systems and other car electronics. Its biggest customer is Ford. Tamara Keith reports from Washington. It looks like the car maker will play a key role in the reorganization.
Visteon has taken a beating from weak auto sales, but actually it hasn't turned an annual profit since it was spun off by Ford almost 10 years ago. Visteon says Ford will be providing its debtor-in-possession financing, the operating cash it will use to keep running during the reorganization.
Whether or not Visteon survives the bankruptcy really probably is dependent upon how much support Ford is willing to give them.
Doug Bernstein is a bankruptcy attorney with the firm Plunkett Cooney. Ford is the only one of the big three not to take a federal bailout. Bernstein says the last thing Ford wants is to be dragged down by one of its suppliers.
My suspicion is Ford ultimately may be able to shed Visteon or parts of Visteon along the way, but I'm not so sure that Visteon can survive without that support from Ford.
Visteon employs more than 30,000 people worldwide. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
We get word on new home sales in a few minutes. Another housing number thrown into a big bowl of barometers. And while overall the market's been pretty bleak, a lot of the data points we've been getting have gone in different directions. Our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, joins us now to try and make some sense out of it, provide a little context. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So how bad is this housing market?
Well, it's bad, but it's not as bad as it could be. It's really the story of this economy. Think of all the numbers that we get every week that have been coming out. And what do those numbers tell us? Things aren't as bad as they were. They're less bad. And that's the story of the real estate market.
But we've got all these barometers, Chris. The Case-Shiller home price index down. We've got the mortgage applications down. The sales are modestly going up. I mean, what are we to make of all of these numbers?
What I would make of it, it's a market that's starting to find its bottom, that's starting to stabilize. Because you know what? There's no bell that goes off and says, market hit bottom, start buying. So prices keep going down, but sales pick up. That, to me, is a sign of a bottom, which, by the way, can go on for several months.
So it could be an extended time of...
Absolutely. It could be that the market just scrapes along at the level that it's around right now for a considerable period of time.
What kind of anecdotes are we looking for? What should we be looking for going forward in this housing market?
Look, here's the anecdote that I really want to hear, and I'm not hearing right now. A lot of the activity is happening in the foreclosure side of the market. You have first-time home buyers, people taking advantage of the $8,000 tax credit, and they're buying the cheaper homes. What isn't happening is what we call the move-up side of the market. You have more children. Space is crowded. You want a bigger home. You know, that's a really important part of the market, and we're not seeing that.
People are just staying put.
People are staying put. So until you start hearing those stories about, well, I'm going to take that job elsewhere, and therefore I'm going to sell my home and move. Or, you know what, I'm just going to move to a nicer place. Until you hear those stories, we haven't hit bottom.
All right. Our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, joining us this morning. Chris, thanks.
Thanks.
Hey, check out our website, marketplace.org. Of course, the latest information there, and you can share your thoughts with us, too. Our online host and blogger, Scott Jagow, there as well, inside marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.